Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm the senior minister of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We had a great time at our BFF gathering here at Deer Run last night, our Bible food and fellowship time. And our next one's summer's reaching an end, and next one scheduled for back to our Sunday night, Sunday evening BFFs on September 20th. And so mark that date and be looking for more details as that approaches. We're talking and praying this week about, well, being prayerful and what it looks like to pray at all times. To be devoted to prayer as God instructs us to be. And so we've been focused in on different attitudes of prayer and times of prayer and ways of prayer. And today we want to focus in on praying during times of trouble. I suspect for many this is, I don't know about easy, but the natural time to pray. When we're uncertain, when we see no way out, when we've tried everything else, everything that we could, and nothing seems to work. But there are other times that I suspect we find ourselves in trouble and we're too embarrassed to pray. We're too ashamed to pray. We know we've got ourselves into this mess, but we're not yet ready to admit it. James 5, verse 13 says, really asks this question, is any one of you in trouble? He should pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise. This realization that we ought to be able to, and we ought to, have a conversation with God at all times. What it looks like to pray without ceasing, to be devoted to prayer. It's an attitude. It's a lifestyle. It's a way of breathing that acknowledges God's presence and acknowledges both his help and his correction. And so he asks that question, if you're in trouble, is anybody in trouble? Well, you might think to yourself, well, define trouble. Well, you might be in trouble with someone. You've wronged someone. You're either hiding from that awareness or you're trying to figure out what the consequences might be. You might be in trouble physically. Things just aren't working like they should. The diagnosis is not good. The reports are cancer. Whatever it might be, you may feel troubled in your spirit. And sometimes we're troubled in our spirit because of the circumstances in our own life. Sometimes because of the circumstances in the world around us, in the lives of people around us. Sometimes it's more personal. We're troubled in our spirit because, well, we're not wanting to deal with sin in our life. We're not wanting to deal with an unforgiving spirit in our life. We're not wanting to deal with bitterness that we've held on to. And God's Spirit has been stirred up within us to bring conviction. And we're troubled But whatever the source, whatever the reason or cause, God, through James, asks that simple question, if anyone is in trouble, is anyone in trouble? If the answer is yes, let them pray. Let them find comfort and peace. And as we talked about yesterday, restoration from God. And it's in those times of trouble that we have two basic options. Either we pray or we don't. If we choose the best option, the better option, we pray. But even in our prayers, we still have two options. Either we're honest with God or we're not. And the old adage, honesty is the best policy, definitely rings true with God. And in our conversations with Him, we recognize in dealing with addictions, it's a generally accepted rule that the first step is to admit you've got a problem. And when we find ourselves in trouble, the first step to finding help is to admit I'm in trouble. To be honest, God is pretty much more aware of it than you are anyhow. He knows more about it than even the one in trouble knows. But He desires honesty because it's His character. And it's that honesty that opens us up to accepting His response, to applying it, to listening for it. If I don't admit to myself, let alone admit to God, that I'm struggling in one area or another, I'm not really looking for an answer for that area. Even when I pray, I'm not asking God to do something with that because, well, it's not a problem to me. Or I've chosen to pretend it's not a problem. And we live life justifying sinful behavior simply because we know God's a loving and forgiving God. But because we justify it instead of praying about it, the trouble never leaves us. And the great news about choosing to pray in times of trouble is that it will bring about the second half of this verse. Times of happiness. Times when we've seen God help us in our troubles. We've seen God lift us out of our troubles. We've seen God walk with us in the midst of our troubles. That even when troubles still exist, we can experience a happiness that results in songs of praise to God. And so today, are you in trouble? Are you aware of trouble around you? to world that we live in, I would guess the answer is yes. Whether I feel like I'm in trouble right now or I just am aware of the trouble around me, there is trouble. And so, let us pray to God. Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us, that in our times of trouble, we can come to you. It's not just that we can, you want us to. We never receive from you that dreaded, oh no, it's you again. No, we might get that from people. We might even respond that way to people. But you never do. Your desire is that when we experience trouble, when we are surrounded by trouble, that we would pray. And so God, today, in the midst of troubling times, in the midst of the trouble that we ourselves are in right now, we come to you not just asking for help. That's the easy part of praying while we're in trouble. But asking to be transformed, asking to be strengthened, asking to be filled with a knowledge that exceeds what we already have, asking for your solutions, especially for those troubles that we've brought on ourselves that persist because we've not listen to you, that persist because we've not allowed your Spirit to lead us beyond our own behavior that brings about the trouble. And so, God, for those troubles that we bring upon ourselves, help us to talk honestly with you about it. But also help us to listen, to apply truthfully your words from Scripture, from your Spirit. Father, I know that there's also troubles that we experience that we've not brought on ourselves. We live in a world filled with sin that fulfills the teaching of Jesus that we will have trouble in this world. And so, God, help us in the midst of that trouble that surrounds us that we've not brought on ourselves to pray, to take heart. And in our prayers, that acknowledgement that you indeed have overcome the world through Jesus. That these troubles, no matter how difficult they may seem at the moment, can be viewed as light and temporary. Because our scope of vision has been increased beyond this world and into the eternal. And God, as we come to you in prayer in all of our troubles, may you increase our happiness. A happiness that would result in songs of praise. And so may our conversations with you, may our time spent with you be filled with our speaking with you, with our listening to you, with our singing songs of praise to you. And may we be faithful in praying for our troubles and for those around us who are experiencing trouble. And in the midst of sitting with you during troubling times, May we always lift up Jesus as the one who gives us courage, the one who gives us help, the one who is with us. That as we lift up Him, He would draw all people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.